How often do you like to have a drink? Australian guidelines suggest 2 standard drinks a day is safe. But a new Scandinavian paper suggests that even lower level drinking in parents, paired with other risk factors like a mental health problem, may lead to anxiety and depression in their children. It's tricky though, because different constellations of behaviour seem to affect children in different and sometimes unexpected ways. To unpick these patterns, I spoke to Ingunn Olealund, a senior researcher with the Norwegian Institute of Public Health.
Thanks for having me.
What did we know before you started this study?
There has been quite a lot of research on children of parents with alcohol use disorders, and we already know that these children are at risk for several adverse outcomes, including mental health disorders, substance use disorders, impaired school performance, and also when they become adults, employment problems.
So it's not good to have a parent with an alcohol problem, but what didn't you know that you wanted to find out in this study?
Well, we still know relatively little about children whose parents drink at a level that we don't consider as an alcohol use disorder category. So we wanted to know if non-clinical drinking may negatively influence child outcomes. It would be more what I consider more quote-unquote normal drinking.
And the outcome you were looking for was anxiety and depression at the age of about 16, is that right?
Yeah, some of the children were a little bit older than 16, but the youngest were 16 when we started the follow-up, yes.
So tell me what you found, because you were using the incredible health data that you've got in Scandinavia, particularly Norway, to follow large groups of people through their lifespan.
Yeah, based on information about mothers and fathers' drinking amount, drinking frequencies, their mental health and level of education, we identified 5 family risk profiles. We found that in some families, there was generally quite low risk. In other families, it was especially one risk factor that was prominent. And in other families, there were several risk factors. What we did was that we compared the profile with the lowest risk, where both parents drank little, they had somewhat higher education and good mental health, and compare that with the other risk profiles.
So in other words, you had a group of parents in levels of, you might want to call it severity, but levels of risk, and then you wanted to see how their children turned out when they got to adolescence.
Yes, and all these risk factors by themselves is what is considered, well, non-problematic. But what we found was that despite seemingly low risk levels of parental individual behaviors and characteristics, some of the identified constellations of parental risk factors were in fact associated with significant increases in the risk of subsequent anxiety and depression in the children compared with the low risk group.
And what were these constellations of risk?
One of these constellations where we did see an increased risk was where parents drank approximately 6 to 7 units of alcohol per week, both mothers and fathers, and there was also elevated mental health symptoms in the fathers.
In the fathers, but not the mothers.
Yeah, anxiety and depression symptoms.
So what you found was that one drink a day, which is, you know, in Australia, we could say safe drinking is 2 drinks a day, plus paternal anxiety and depression. Why wouldn't mothers' mental health have an impact? Because there is a lot of talk about postnatal depression can affect a child's own mental health, infant mental health. It seems surprising that you didn't register the mother's issues as a problem.
There were other constellations where elevated symptoms in the mothers as well, in addition to the fathers, but we didn't pick up any significant increase in risk for anxiety and depression in the children from that constellation. And with regards to speculating about mechanisms, we can't really say much about that from this study, so that would be me speculating.
I mean, it could be that there's a genetic propensity to anxiety and depression passed down through the father. That's why he drinks a little bit, and the child picks up on this genetically and is susceptible.
That is absolutely possible.
So what do you do with this information on a public health sense, or if you're a parent? I mean, it's not guaranteed that stopping drinking is going to actually turn out a perfect child at the age of 16.
This is the first study that is examining the association between normal levels of parental drinking alone or in combination with other parental risk factors with the children's anxiety and depression. And there is still a lot that we don't know. That said, I think we can say that the findings that we have, they suggest that parents might want to consider their alcohol consumption in the context of other conditions in the family. If there are other risk factors present, then even normal levels of drinking may contribute to the children's anxiety and depression. When there are multiple risk factors, I think that when you add those together, the drinking might actually contribute to being a tipping point if there are other risks in the family.
Thank you for raising this issue. It's fascinating, and it's been very kind of you to come onto the Health Report.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Ingunn Olea Lund is a senior researcher at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health.